The Nonprofit Center on Education Policy analyzed standardized test scores from all 50 states, with data going back nearly a decade. And while the center's president, Jack Jennings, says overall student performance has improved,
it's not nearly fast enough to close the gap. And if we continue at the current pace, we're just not going to close the gap for decades.
The center rated student performance on math and reading as either basic, proficient, or advanced. Jennings says based on scores from the Wisconsin Knowledge and Concepts exam, it's clear the state has made steady but uneven progress.
African Americans in Wisconsin, only 54% of them achieved proficiency at grade 8 in 2003. Now 63% are at proficiency in 2009. But African American students were still 28 points behind white students.
Jennings says racial disparities have persisted, even with the implementation of a major education reform effort during the Bush administration.
The No Child Left Behind Act has as its goal that all students will be proficient by the year 2014. Well, in 2009, only 58% of Native American students in Wisconsin were proficient at grade 10. There's no way at the current rate that they're going to all be proficient within 5 years, unless something wondrous happens.
One bright spot in the report is that Wisconsin's Asian students saw a growth of 12 percentage points in their advanced scores for both 8th grade reading and math. And Latinos are closing the gap at a faster rate than other groups in reading. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.